Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Even Shy, seeing the word you cannot say, a poem I wrote. She put the music. Thank you, Bridget, for that, for the song. You've stumbled across a Team of Voices Radio. It's a Wonderland production. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for tonight. It's a music box show.
It's a jukebox, but okay.
Hi, Deb. With me is Deborah.
Hi.
She's Deb. That's all the work. Yeah, it'll be a night crawl show tonight. I've been fighting a cold for a while. Sort of relapsed today, but I'm feeling okay tonight. Let's see how long this lasts. Yeah, we're ATOV. We are poets that we write at allpoetry.com. We are in the group section. You can find us, ATOV, a team of voices. Knock on the door. Deborah will let you in. It is free to join. We share our work here at Blog Talk Radio, so we can follow along through the All Poetry. With me, of course, is Deborah Lee. She does all the hard work at the back, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb. How are you?
Hanging in there. How about you?
Good. Same. Seems every time I think I'm over this, I catch it again, or not catch it again. It sort of relapse. So I'm going to take it easy for a couple of days this weekend. Just watch football. and well, do nothing, hopefully.
After you get done this, you can take a nice long rest, and AP has a family thing for tomorrow, so we won't be doing a show tomorrow night so that you can just extra rest. And the next show will be on Sunday night for Sunday Night Murder and Mayhem, where JCA is calling it Deranged December, and he's got some more vicious people for us to learn about. So he goes live at 9:30 on Sunday night, so check out his topic. And then back with me on Monday night with an artist that I found named Michael Humphreys. So the next two shows are Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
So go.
Cool. Yeah, and can you believe it? It's December 1st in the year of our Lord, 2023. This year has sort of flown by, I believe. It seemed like an uncomfortable summer, but... yeah, it seems like this year's flown by. Of course, every year does when you get to the end. It'll be 2024 in 31 days. All right, back to the show. Tonight, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, can you believe it?
No, you know, I figured everything after the age 50 is gravy. I didn't think I'd live this long. But as gracefully as we can, we grow old. We owe it to the people that, the ones that didn't get a chance. So remember that when you complain about getting old, just remember the alternative, which isn't that great. Anyway, back to the show. This is the second time I've done this artist. He's definitely climbed up the ladder as far as a talent with me, as far as the rock and roll world. It's Joe Bonamassa. A lot of people don't know who he is, and there is a reason for that. Joe Bonamassa refused to have anybody else get rich on his talents, so he created his own production company. He never had the benefit of a company to put his name out there to put highlight some of his, or sponsor his concerts, this kind of thing. But through his own talents, he's become quite the well known as a guitar aficionado. The guy is fantastic at what he does. And this will be the second time I've done this. It was a couple of years ago I did Joe on the show before. If you don't know him, I invite you to go to YouTube and play some of his songs. We're going to play some of his songs tonight, too. Some of them are hard rock and roll. Some of them are just beautifully done. Everybody wants to play with Joe Bonamassa. He's quite the entertainer. I'd like to start off with one of the early ones. Now, with Joe Bonamassa, this is how he started. He was 10 years old, and he was playing for I can't remember the guy's name, the band, but B.B. King heard this. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just realized poor Wayne's been waiting over 8 minutes in the studio. Let me let him in before you finish.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Wayne.
Sorry
about
that. Hey, what's up, guys? That's all right.
Hey, Wayne.
Glad you're here.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah. Yeah, this is how I met Wayne years ago. I turned
Weird
him on goal. To some Joe Bonamassa. Yeah. And we'll have you maybe explain some of that in the beginning of the show here. What I want to do first is explain who Joe is. He was 10 years old when B.B. King heard him play, and he said, this kid has got unbelievable talent at that age. He ended up being in the band the intro band for B.B. King on local tours. Why it was local is because his mom wouldn't let him go out on school nights. So you can believe that. He played on Friday, Saturday nights only. He was 12 years old, I believe, 12 or 13, when he was the intro part of the intro band into B.B. King, which speaks volumes of his talent. That was in the 90s, I believe. He's played at Royal Hall. What was it? The Royal Hall in London several times, at least twice. And well, I'm going to play one of the early songs. I think he's about 19, 20 years old in the song. If we can play, if Heartaches Were Nickels. I think we had that already done. Yeah, we did that. I had that put on for the other show that we never got to the other night. Do you remember putting it on? Okay.
I'm looking.
I don't know what you. Okay. Yeah, if Heartaches Were Nickels. It's a.
That was the song I wrote a poem about.
Yeah, it's a government. The Government Mule, I think, was the band that wrote it, and he sort of grabbed it and played it on his tours when he was young. Well, if we can't find that, we can play. We'll play the other one. We'll play this one. Did you find it?
Nope.
Okay. We'll play Happier Times to start off the show. This is for Bon and Martha. I'll grab it.
That I'm in.
Joe Bonamassa at Royal Albert Hall playing Happy Times. Who he introduced with Boogie Bowles was a great drummer that first started with Joe Bonamassa. Anton Figg is another drummer. He had double drums during that concert. Anton Figg was the drummer for, I think it was Letterman. He was the drummer lead of the band. You wouldn't believe the talent he holds also, but that's who he introduced at that concert. Joe Bonamassa, his dad was a musician also. He watched when Cream got together, especially in Britain, they requested that Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker get back together. They were considered probably the first super band back in the 60s, 70s. And he watched the concert at Royal Albert Hall with his dad. And he turned to his dad, he goes, "That's what I want to do." So for the next 20 years, all he did was play guitar. In fact, the story goes, his mom would kick him out of the house and say, "Get out and get some sunshine and put that guitar down." The time he put in apparently has paid off. This is what song you heard was one of the first songs he played at the Royal Albert Hall. Sort of if you play there, you made it. Sort of like a Madison Square Garden thing. He is, like I said, he's quite the musician. He owns more guitars than anybody else. That's what he does, is collect different guitars. So if you got a rare one, get a hold of it and pay you good money for it.
How do I put nickels in?
Oh, thank you so much. If heartache were nickels, this is a song that the first song I heard him play. I ran across him just surfing the YouTube. I had heard his name before. He was interviewed by a local disc jockey here in the Central California. So the name sort of stuck. I never really knew who he was, but I did hear his name in the music circles. Like some of the guitarists had talked about him. But this is the first one he played. It's one of my favorite little solo guitar rips. You'll hear it. I think it was Government Mule wrote the song, and he sort of asked permission to play it. And we'll play it right now. Is it at the bottom of the page?
Alphabetical order.
Okay. Oh, nickels. Does it say nickels? Sure does.
Yep.
Enjoy. This is the Bonham Oscar.
thank you.
Raconteur, is that you?
That be me.
Welcome to the show. Hatter, what was the other song that you played already? Hatter, are you muted?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I am. Shoot, I was talking away. Yeah, Happier Times was the first one that I played. Hey, Rack. Yeah, the lyrics to that song, Poets, I love them. It's, if wine and pills were $100 bills, I might keep you satisfied. If broken dreams were limousines, I might take you for a ride. If heartaches were nickels, I'd be the richest fool alive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I believe it was Governor Mule that wrote the song. With me is Raconteur, another poet, also a host here on the Blog Talk, and Wayne Gent. Now, Wayne and I have a shared memory about Joe Bonamassa. This is how we met, right?
We met one contest before this one, I think we met. Then the second time I got a contest for 2 years.
I did a contest. Yeah, and you entered it. You sent me a message saying that you didn't know who this guy was, and you were surprised that he had fallen through the.
Yeah, I never heard him. I never heard him before. I was kind of shocked when I heard him. I fell in love with him. So, man, this is amazing. I never heard this guy.
Was he a session guitarist, Hatter, before he became such a breakout?
No, he was actually part of the intro band at the age of 12, 13 for B.B. King.
Okay. I've heard him before playing with Beth Hart and a couple other people. He's incredible.
Yeah, he is.
His heart's good too.
Yeah. Now with Wayne, after you had heard the song, I turned you on to the concert. You had some friends over for the weekend. You sent that to me at Christmas, and it was a great present you gave me because turned somebody on.
The album for God probably 3 months straight, never turned off hardly. I had a lot of parties with it. It was my favorite album for 3 months. But I played probably 5,000 times. In fact, John Maxwell sent me a hand message. It's a SoundCloud saying they appreciate me playing it so much because he's getting paid for it. They send me a message saying they appreciate me playing the song so much. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of everybody wants to play with Joe Bonamassa.
Yes.
Joe,
yeah.
he did name some of the people he played with. I've seen him play with 3 different drummers, a number of different bass players, and 2 different drummers, or 3 different drummers. What's that?
He played with two drummers during that album, Albert Hall concert, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
they played together.
Yeah.
So perfect. It was amazing.
Yeah, Boogie Bowles and Anton Figg were the drummers. Like I said, Anton Figg was, I think it was David Letterman's drummer. He told his dad that's what he wants to do. So his dad got him a guitar, and he never put it down. His idol was Eric Clapton. During this concert at Royal Albert Hall, Eric Clapton walked out on stage with him, and they played a song together. Yep. Sort of highlight his career up to that point.
Bonamassa said it's the best thing ever happened to him. He said it was the happiest day of his life. And Eric Clapton come out there.
I've heard other musicians talk about him, and he goes, guys that can play that fast always miss something, but you don't notice it, but other guitarists do. I think it was Muddy Waters said that this kid doesn't miss a thing. He's that proficient on the guitar. Incredible talent. I was going to...
Play Slow Gin. How about that? Just a few minutes, it'd be great. It's a great song.
Which one?
The Slow Gin. You remember that one?
Oh, Slow Jim, yes. You know, I was going to. That's one that I had in the works that I was going to have her load up, but John Henry.
Yeah, John Henry, that one. He's one of those,
it's
my favorite.
Yeah.
My two favorites.
It is. Now, Joe Bonamassa was born and raised in New York State. Knew what he wanted to do when he was little, and
went up and did it.
Yeah, and succeeded at it. I mean, trying to get back to the page, but we'll do a little more bio on him, who his dad was and everything. But this is about his music. Let's get to the studio here. Raconteur, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Glad
you were on tonight, actually. I was looking for something to do. TV's blowing.
Okay, I'm going to play another song here, Midnight Blues. I believe this is in honoring Gary Moore, the Irish-born guitarist, played with Tin Lizzy. Another great guitarist we lost. We lost him a number of years ago now. But it's called Midnight Blues. It's to Gary Moore. Enjoy. Joe Bonamassa, a tribute to Gary Moore. Say what, Deb?
I said, wow, he's good.
He is. And watching him, to watch him play is another part of the, like I said, the experience. The guys, he surrounds himself, the musicians are just excellent. Can't say enough about him.
If you watch an Albert Hall concert online, or just watch it in the live edition, you go crazy over him. It's a great concert to watch. It's amazing what he does.
It is. Seeing Anton Figg and Boogie Bowles side by side, the drummers is excellent to watch too. They're so in sync.
Just got paid today or something. It was good when they played drums in good.
Yeah.
You're right when you said Anton Figg played drums for Paul Schaefer. I think it was from 1986.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. He's not a strange looking guy, but a guy that you wouldn't believe could play the drums the way he does, Anton Figg. I just tried to pick up some bio on him, but what's up with Wikipedia?
I don't know.
I just Anyway, I'm sure there was some influence from his dad. His dad was a musician also. He wasn't going to let any production recording company take money from his talent. So he refused to sign any contracts with any of the big labels. That's why a lot of people don't know who he is. Just didn't have the advertisement, that a company like that would give you. And he was happy with that. He's made quite a name in the rock world. Everybody knows who he is. He was surprised to know that Eric Clapton knew who he was at the time. They played together at Royal Albert Hall. His studio, I just went over it. I'm looking for stop. there it is. Okay, this next song. I had some influence with Bret Hart, and I can't remember what it was. He ended up marrying her, I believe. This is Stop, one of my favorite songs by Joe. If the button would work. There it goes.
Did you never want that you're not the only one. Try to walk away.
That's Joe Bonamassa.
That sounds really interesting.
Playing stop. Playing stop. Yeah.
Well, just as God made us, we can over savages.
Because we're animals. The release of Guitar Man, a documentary, rock documentary, was released in 2020. And it's based on Joe Bonamassa's life. It says Guitar Man showcases Bonamassa's astounding talent from his childhood as a wunderkind discovered and mentored by blues legend B.B. King. At the age of only 43, Bonamassa has an illustrious career spanning over three decades. Through highs and lows, Joe persevered, taking his music journey into his old hands to overcome his challenges and reach his goals. 2009, Bonamassa fulfilled a lifelong dream of playing in the prestigious Royal Albert Hall and was joined on stage by Eric Clapton, marketing a pivotal moment that elevated his music to the next level. In addition to having this exciting film released, Joe just landed his 24th number one with his latest studio album, Royalty, which was recorded at the legendary Abbey Road Studios and shows off Joe's fiery guitar playing, incredible songwriting in a whole new way. It is also worth mentioning that Bonamassa has done a lot for artists during the COVID-19 through his nonprofits Fueling Musicians program, raising $375,000 thus so far and giving it to and plus touring musicians whose livelihoods have been halted. Wow. Giving it to 225 plus touring musicians whose livelihoods would have been, man, what a thing to do. I mean, man.
Yeah.
The guy remembers where he came from. I also read earlier that he has more number one blues albums than anyone in history. So he's passed all the blues players. That's incredible. That's a fact I did not know. Let me run back to the studio here. I hate it that reloads every time. Log Talk, come on. So, Racketeer, have you heard of Joe Bonamassa before?
Yeah, I heard him play with Beth Hart, but yeah, he's incredible. Yeah. As far as I know, he was never married, by the way. But he has played with, and I think he was saying Bret Hart, who's the wrestler, but yeah, Beth Hart's the singer. I know he's.
I really go blind on his album.
I'm gonna play another song. This is a little more hard, a little harder. It was a song Johnny Kemp wrote that he played. I think it was the first time at Royal Albert. I'm not sure. I think it was the first time he played this. Pulls out his Flying V. He's trying to get the audience involved. The louder piece. He sighs. He shakes his head no. One more time.
Everybody.
Rancho Bonamassa, Royal Albert Hall. That recognized some of that end of that song. That was some of Led Zeppelin's Dazed and Confused. It sounded like maybe some communication breakdown also. Been listening to Cuba Voices Radio, a tribute to... I'm sorry?
That was amazing.
He had some white snake there, too. Still the Night was in there.
Yeah. And Joe Bonamassa Unplugged. When he brings, he does play that at the concert at Royal Albert Hall. He picks out his twelve string. He is a master at the 12 string guitar, above everything else. Just an incredible man. Good to hear that he sponsored some less known bands, so they would, you know, during the pandemic. The Clue. You've been listening to the tribute to Joe Bonamassa, one of my favorite guitarists. Man is just incredible. I invite you to go to YouTube, play some of his songs. The little documentary flyer. There's also one about his life that before Guitar Man was produced. It's more about his personal travels through the rock industry. Be amazed at what the guys can do. I want to thank everybody for showing up. Thank you, Wayne. Always a memory with you, Wayne, about Joe Bonamassa. Thank you. And Rocketeer,
yeah,
thanks for calling in.
And Rock, if you get a chance, read my poem about John Amasso and what had to say about it in the comment. It was pretty interesting.
Where
put the link on the chat wall so I can check it out, Wayne.
Okay, I put it on the chat. Well, I put it inside the room there. It's just one I wrote about John Amasso. You gave me a gold medal for it, and you made a hell of a comment about it at the end of it. So I thought it'd be interesting. They'd like to hear that.
Okay, Deb, I'm not there. If it's there, could you pick it up?
Yeah, I can get three.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just posted the link.
Okay. Here, what we'll do, if anybody wants to click on that and follow up on that, we're going to play one last song.
Wait a minute. Why don't you let Wayne play that song, and then we'll play Slow Gin?
We'll do it.
Read that poem, and then we'll go out with Slow Gin.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, you want me to read poem first? You want me to read poem?
Yes, sir. Slow Gin's the outro. Show us what you got.
I wrote that. I call it. I never heard Joe before, so when he had a concert, it kind of blew me away. And I call it "Let It Go, Joe." It goes like this: if heartaches were nickels, migraines are dimes. Hard to find anything with nickels that rhymes. I love the way Joe Bonamassa plays his bluesy sound. He's one badass of a musician when he gets to town. When he gets down, Bonamassa cross between Santana and Trower. Joe and Robin Trower sings with a whole lot of power. Nobody jams on the guitar like Santana can. Since I heard Joe Bonamassa, I think he might be the man. It's hard to believe I never heard of the sounds of Joe, but I heard that voice that touched my musical soul. Difficult keeping up with the times as I grow old. Heartaches with nickels should turn gold. Decided to sit down and listen to Joe play. It was late afternoon Tuesday. Got up, got dressed, bought his album today. His new album's name was The New Day Yesterday. And that's my poem for it. You read what Patter said. I thought it was pretty cool what he said.
I like how you put the heartache were nickels in there too. Really cool.
Yeah, that's a great video. Him playing somewhere in Europe. I can't remember where that song was recorded. Heartaches were nickels, but I like the
and
way.
Oh my goodness!
I love the way.
Hatter, wait.
What's the name of the contest? I think the name of the contest.
This is the best and longest comment I've ever seen you add to a poem. You put, "Let it go, Joe." The poet took a slightly different way to express his enjoyment of the song, which I can appreciate. The poet compared the musician to other greats as well-deserved. I love the way the poet's ending line, got up, got dressed, bought his album today, new album's name, A New Day, Yesterday. Favorite lines were, if heartaches were nickels, migraines are dimes, hard to find anything with nickels that rhymes. Love the way Joe Bonamassa plays his bluesy song. The introduction of Joe Bonamassa of the poet was a contest I am extremely happy I ran for the group. In the right, the poet mentions that he might be the man, a nice compliment to Joe indeed, and I must say I have to agree. The beginning of the piece is my favorite part. The beginning line is just as important as the ending line, and the poet did well keeping my interest. There are some issues in the cadence with breaks and flows a bit, but the choice of rhyming words keeps the power of the piece, and I did enjoy the name Santana and Trower being used as they are considered two of the best guitarists ever. Good job, poet, and thank you for entering the contest. Good luck. AAA plus plus, nicely written. What a comment, Hatter.
What a hell of a comment. What a good thing we got.
Yeah, and that makes it all worthwhile. I remember that at Christmas time. Yeah, sometimes you just got to give somebody a chance to tickle that feather in your ear.
Yeah.
And Joe did mine. Just is an incredible musician. He's very humble. Everything that I've seen and heard about him. I loved it that the humanitarian part, that he sponsored some over 225 artists and bands so they could keep playing through the pandemic. Great to hear. Yeah, this was a tribute to Joe Bonamassa, my second time I've done him. I love hearing his music. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I did. Raconteur, thank you. Wayne, you also, thanks for calling in, being a part. Deborah, could never do anything without you. Thank you so much. And we're going to play From a Request by Wayne Gent, a poet I know, Slow Gin. And Deborah, I'm not in the studio right now. Are you there?
I am, and here comes the outro song.
Great
show.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Wow.
Hey, that girl. Joe Bonamassa, Slow Gin. Thank you, Deb, for tonight.
Great show, Hatter.
A lot of fun. I want to thank everybody for listening that's going to listen and share it with your friends. Joe Bonamassa, musician extraordinaire. And we'll be seeing you. Thank you.
Get some rest. Love and respect, everyone.
Bye-bye.